The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
Anthony, it's Morgan and our friend Frankie.
Friend Frankie, the Zoom recorder.
The Zoom recorder.
No, we're just doing a little bit of a solo episode because we did a poll and we figured out that you guys like when Morgan and I are just chatting. So we're going to do a couple of these in a row. Why not?
We're just going to talk.
And we got some feedback on things that you guys would like to hear about. Shit shows.
Mm-hmm.
Especially last week, we got a lot of feedback on the hero conversation. Let's go back to the hero conversation.
Anthony, all right, no. Don't cut. I'm just going to say this, you guys. Right before we started recording, Anthony was like, tell me a story from today. So I was so geared up to tell you the story. Maybe it's because he doesn't think it was that good of a story.
This is what I was segueing into, is for you to tell that story.
About heroes?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep going.
No, you keep going.
All right. Well, speaking of heroes, keep going. I wasn't really a big hero today, I would say. I don't really know. It was just like a little like whoop-de-doop-de-doopsie-oopsie weird situation. And basically, I'm going to set the stage. It is the middle of summer, but I did go get a spray tan because I haven't been.
Because you feel pale.
I feel pale, and I haven't really been outside on the beach and whatever. I just wanted a spray tan. It makes me feel good. I love spray tans. This is not a plug for Healthy Tans Cherry Hill, although now it might be.
Thank you for the sponsor.
And so basically what had happened was I was waiting in the lobby or the waiting room, whatever, for my spray tan. And they have these sticky feet that you put on your feet so that the bottoms of your feet don't get all brown when you go into the like tanning booth or whatever for a spray tan.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I'm putting my sticky feet on. Everything's fine. And these two girls walk in. They're probably like 17 years old. I overheard them. They were getting spray tans for a high school grad party. They were like best friends, right? They were besties.
How do you know they were best?
Because like who gets spray tans together? We have,
yeah. We did at Bronzatura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, see, like it's a thing that besties do. And so they walk in, and I thought nothing of it. And I get up to get ready to go into the booth of the spray tan. I'm like not telling the story right, but it's okay.
Get
up, and usually the sticky feet like stick on my feet. This time I was walking past these two besties, best friends.
How old were they?
17.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the sticky feet like fall off my feet and I step on it and like fold it under. And I just look up and then I go, oops, like sticky feet aren't for me. Like something like just so awkward. And then I fix it in front of them. Like I look like a mess. My sweatshirt's like around my neck. My handbag is like my going out bag. So it didn't match like my outfit and sweats. I just looked like a crackhead. And then the sticky foot came off again. And I was just like, I look at them dead in the eyes and I was just like, oh my God, they're so annoying. Like about the sticky feet. But they didn't have any reaction. Okay, so I get into the booth and I'm spray tanning. Being so weird because I'm just like rethinking all of this. And it didn't hit me until after where it was like, I was like, okay, I'm putting myself in these girls' shoes. And like, there were tons of girls I like looked up to and I thought that they were so cool just because they were older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was this instant where I was like, oh my God, they looked at me and thought less of like my generation and less of like who I am.
They're like, who the fuck was that?
Like, I did not set a good example for these people. And it was not my fault, but it was just like, I didn't like emulate that like cool older girl like aura.
So what is that cool older girl aura for you?
For me, it's just somebody who always has their shit together, who's really sweet, but confident, really nice, but just like someone that is like put together and really.
Like your babysitter, Stephanie?
Yeah, she was someone I looked up to. She was who I thought every, because at this point when she was babysitting me, I was what, like 5 or 6 or 7, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, when did you stop getting babysat?
That's a good question.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, because there's actually something else I want to bring up too. And so Stephanie was like the epitome of every teenage girl like ever. And so when we were that age, these were teens in the 90s and early 2000s. So it was like that cool look that's coming back now.
Yeah.
And Stephanie was, first of all, I thought the name Stephanie was like so dope. I thought it was like so cool. Steph. And she had slick hair and she always had like a messy bun too. And but she drove, she was not like a great example.
Yeah.
But she was really nice. She was a good babysitter. Like I was never harmed. My sister was fine. But there were things I would remember throughout like growing up where I was like, oh, I would never do this, or oh my God, if my parents knew, kind of thing.
That Stephanie did that?
Yeah. So she would drive like my sister and I around in her four doorless Jeep. So it wouldn't have doors on it. It was like teal, blue, and white.
That's so cool.
Yeah. She was like a Barbie to me. But she would always play like at the time, like super raunchy music, like it's getting hot in here. Like it was just like, and she always had her boyfriend over.
Oh,
like,
did your parents not know?
No, I don't think so. But it was never like weird. It was.
And she was your hero.
Actually, it's a sad story because I think he actually passed away.
Oh no.
Yeah. But regardless, I always thought that she was like the epitome of like the coolest person ever. You know, when I was young.
My cousin Colleen used to have this boyfriend named Billy.
Yeah.
And I always thought he was so cool. And there were like a few times where they babysat us together, like down the shore. And I remember being like, they are like amazing. Yeah. Like I must have been like 9 or 10.
I feel like we just do that too. When we were younger, we did it to everyone that was older.
Remember thinking that people, when you were in like middle school and you thought that people in eighth grade were so old.
I just thought that they were so big.
Yeah, they were like tall and like all the boys were so big.
Mm-hmm.
And because literally, when think about how, do you ever see like a group of like first graders and you're like, oh my God, they're so young.
Yeah, they're so little.
But like, you don't think that they're that little.
No.
Like, they're so little.
I don't think that we are ever aware of our height. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think we are either.
Like, I don't think we're ever, until we plateau, like we plateaued and now we know our height.
The first time I was ever aware of my height was freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I think I went into high school, I was like 5'3". I was like really short.
Really?
Yeah.
You grew a lot in high school then.
I did.
Because I'm 5'3".
Yeah, I was like your height.
Oh my God.
There's pictures of us with the same exact height.
This might be an invasive question, but did you go through puberty like late?
Yeah, like sophomore year of high school.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so late, is it not?
For boys, not really.
No, okay.
I mean, there were like think about like Ryan Fonte, our freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Or like Johnny.
True. People just like grow. Like their spurts are different.
Yeah, people's like growth spurts are like different.
Yeah.
But I just remember getting, because in eighth grade, there was nobody, like I remember the oldest person, like quote unquote oldest, like looking and acting was Johnny Elmer.
Really?
Like, because his voice, like, got deeper.
Yeah.
And nobody
else. That's
usually
what, I mean, for girls, too, what happens, there was one girl that I grew up with who had, like, massive tits, like, massive boobs.
Yeah.
In, like, sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then she stopped growing, and she kind of just, like, was stunted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, the earlier it happens, I find that you're stunted.
Well, if you think of somebody like...
What?
This guy we went to high school with who freshman year, he was like very mature looking, but then, and like in a good way.
Oh.
But then it was like kind of by like our senior year, like everybody caught up to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he started looking a little bit older than everybody else, but not in a way that like.
Well, almost just like jaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Sidebar about the boobs girl with the big tits. We danced together, and like at the time I had the best toe touch, and she came in as like a new girl, and she had a better toe touch than I did, and I was just like so pissed off. We ended up becoming friends because we were like a like solid alliance in like our technique and like our skill.
Yeah,
but I was so pissed. That's when I realized I was competitive, and I was like, oh fuck.
Oh my God.
Because I can get competitive. But wait. So I wanted to bring this back to when you and Dominic stopped having babysitters.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a few babysitter stories. We went through, like what we would do. Like, I'm thinking about the amount of babysitters that we had. I don't even remember their names.
Really?
We had Kim Ackman and Christina Ackman and Erica Ackman, all three.
Yeah.
Took shifts. We had this guy, TJ, I remember. And he was actually one of my favorites, was TJ. actually, yeah, he was probably the best babysitter that we had.
What makes a good babysitter?
Well, you know what? He came in, he was like fun, and like we watched anything that we wanted, and then he would like watch. And also, I remember he cleaned, which at like 10 years old, I was like, wow, I'm impressed. Because like,
wow, just, that's like, a mature 10-year-old for noticing that.
Well, I remember he would like make everything so clean, like while we were like playing.
Yeah.
And like we'd be talking to him and playing, and he would like do goofy voices, and then he would like everything would be spotless.
Whoa. He was like a fairy godfather.
Yeah. I remember my mom would come and be like, wow, it's so, but I remember one time he like put, and I guess you know how people do things in their own homes?
Yeah.
But they don't, you don't realize that like nobody else does them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I remember we got Domino's. And it was like before it was like cool to get Domino's. Like, you know, like now Domino's was like vintage.
We had like Papa John's. We would do Papa John's, which is vintage.
Yeah, but it's like funny because now that's like drunk food, but like we would get it for like a sober meal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he took the leftover pizza and put it back in the box and put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Like with the oven off. And I guess that's probably something that they did in their house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But what happened was one time my mom was getting, I must say, like the next
the
day,
oven on.
She turned the oven on to cook and the box went up in flames.
TJ.
But then we had this
babysitter.
That's
so funny.
Who, well, no. So then even younger, I must have been even younger, like 7, 8. We would get, it was down the shore, and they were both lifeguards at the pool. It was Valerie and Anthony, and they were dating each other, Valerie and Anthony.
Okay.
They must have been like 14, 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
But I thought they were so old.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like 16, 17, which is a big, very big difference, but yeah. I forget. But anyway, they were dating, but they broke up. So they used to come together, and then now they would come like
in
shifts.
Oh, my God, it's like separated parents.
Yeah. And then Anthony, I remember he was one time reading us like the Three Little Pigs, and he was like, "Yo, look, there's Valerie," and we thought,
"Oh
that
my
it
god,
was
they
like
looped you into the drama."
Yeah,
that's unprofessional. That's not very nice.
I know. And then we had this babysitter, who I think that I might have had bad. I might
what?
Have like affected badly. I was just thinking about it. And I actually think I went too far.
With what, Aunt?
So,
were you a bully? No.
Well, so I remember she was like my mom's friend's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really liked
How
her
old
the
were
first
you?
Couple. I was getting a little bit older. I think I might have been like 11.
It you were getting been, like aware
yeah,
of like shit.
I might
yeah.
have been like 11 or like it might have been one of the last few times that we had to have a babysitter.
Okay.
And I remember being pissed off.
You were turning
off.
The corner.
Yeah, I remember being pissed off because I must have been in like sixth grade or something, or maybe even seventh grade, and being like, we don't need a babysitter now, like this is stupid, we don't need a babysitter. But my family was like having like a Christmas party, and we like had to stay downstairs with the babysitter, and I remember like jumping on her like with my feet, like she was laying on the couch, and I was like stomping on her, and I was like, wake up, because she
fell asleep.
And I was like, wake up, my mom's gonna be so pissed that you fell asleep. And I like, we had a little, it was called the Digital Blue Movie Creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was filming her, and I was like, get ready for me to show my mom that you're sleeping.
Oh, Anthony, how did you think of this?
I just thought of it.
Like, I feel like I always emulated things that I saw. So you must have seen it somewhere, maybe?
Oh, you mean where did I see that?
Yeah, like, where do you see that behavior?
I don't know. I think that when you see it, it's actually based off of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was the first. I remember going crazy on her at such a young age. I was like, I think I was like, fuck you.
Oh, my God. Maybe you needed some, like, pent-up anger to get. You needed it to get out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because I was so pissed. Because I think the time that she came before, she was, like, really fun.
I was going to say,
and
maybe
she, like,
it
made
puberty.
A movie with us. And she was Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, she was the villain in every single one.
No,
she was, like, the bad character in every single one.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Oh, God. This poor thing.
I liked I forget her name.
Of
but,
course.
Oh, but then I saw her. Oh, wait. So then I remember it was like weeks later, and we saw her, and let's call my mom and ask if she remembers the story. Now let's not
okay.
do that.
I was gonna say maybe you were
Sorry, I just thought about calling my mom, but then I feel like she'll be like, why would you want to talk about this on your podcast?
Yeah, it's okay.
But we saw her at like the Acme, and I was like
a couple weeks later.
And I think that her mom and her like said something like, yeah, she'll never be babysitting your kids again.
Is that bad? Mm-hmm. I was going to say, maybe you were nearing puberty, but you didn't hit puberty until you were like 16. So you had like 5 years.
I remember when my voice changed.
Yeah. Well, probably because of singing.
Yeah, it was singing.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do the same notes or anything.
Rift.
The same rift. But actually, you know when it started to happen? Like end of freshman year. I remember I like couldn't sing some of the same stuff anymore.
Yeah. God. So, okay. So you stopped having babysitters over at 8-11 because of this event.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stopped probably around 10 or 11, I'd say too.
Yeah, and then I remember the first few times just watching Dominic by myself.
Yeah, like Home Alone. Being Home Alone was like a big cool
thing.
Did
you go to a babysitter's class?
No.
I took a babysitter's
class. Wait, babysit
others?
Have you
ever babysat?
Never.
Yeah, you're... you
never. But, you know, it's interesting because I'm currently doing some babysitting right now, technically, in like an alternate universe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting because my sister has been watching me with... family, and she's like, oh my god, Morgan, you're so good. I never thought that you could be a mother, but you're gonna be like the best mom ever.
That's so
and
nice.
It was so endearing to hear, and I think what it is, it's is because it's family. It's so innate to me, and like it's just so like ingrained in who I am. Like there's I'm like mama bear.
Yeah,
but babysitting's different. Like there was like one time where we had our neighbors, one of the neighbors came over. He was, oh, this is a funny story, actually. I'll get to it. But he was maybe like six, seven. And he came over and he just had an iPad and I just watched him on the iPad. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. But the same kid.
What year was that?
He's 17 now, so it was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
I was 11? No. Okay. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, so... No, I was probably in college or high school, like early college. Anyway, so last year, they're still our neighbors. The kid is now 17, and our power went out last summer. So I had to work from home, but I had no charger. Mm-hmm. So I texted my neighbor, and I said, can I just work from home from your house for the day?
You're so ballsy.
Really? Why?
I just would never do that. I'd just be like, I just say to my boss, I'd just be like, sorry.
Really?
Yeah, you're so good at you are a problem solver.
I can be. Not like always. So,
not always. In certain situations you're not.
When it comes to work, I'm sharp and I will figure it out.
Well,
when it comes
you
to
know what it is? It's always when it's like a task. Like if you ever are like
if there's no emotion attached to it, I'm good.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. Whenever you're just like, I need to go do this, like you always do it.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's emotion in it for me, then I'm like, oh, I can get it done. Like
really?
It's over.
God, we're the opposite.
But if it's like you have to go fill out this paperwork somewhere, I'm like, mm-mm.
That's so interesting. So I go over to their house. They're very generous. They let me work from home there. And their son,
mm-hmm.
who I like can talk to now and whatever, he's funny. I'm sitting in their dining room table, like the head chair. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and he sits at the very end of the dining table, at the other head of the table.
Yeah.
And he's a very philosophical person. Uh-huh. Like he talks so much, and he's really, really intelligent. Like
we know some people like this.
Yeah. I'm trying to work, and I'm like having idle conversation with him because he's carrying the conversation at this point. I'm a good listener anyway.
Yeah.
But he starts getting like really deep and starts talking about like selfless love, and like. How everything in the universe just happens to work. And like, I just remember seeing this kid come home from the hospital. Okay, so back to when you asked me how old are you when you stopped having babysitters? And I wasn't, so this has nothing to do with babysitters, but just, this has to do with just warped time in general.
Okay.
So I was in college and there was this girl, Rachel, who I was friends with. And I forgot how it was brought up. But we were talking about baths, mm-hmm. and they were like, when did you stop taking baths? And I dead ass, like seriously stoically was like, I don't know, like seventh grade. I had no concept.
Yeah, when did you stop taking baths? I don't think I stopped taking baths. Like I don't think I ever stopped. I just started showering equally as much as I took baths.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, do you ever think about when did you stop taking baths with Chloe? Like me and Dom.
Yeah. Why? Like a long time ago. Like, I was maybe like Dominic. 2 or 3. No, she wasn't even born yet. See, I told you it's warped.
I think I stopped taking baths with Dominic when I was like 13 or 14.
Really? So how old is Dominic? Like 10.
I remember.
Wait, you were a freshman in high school taking baths.
No, my time is warped. It was not that old. It must have been like 10. And Dominic was 6.
But isn't it weird that the age 6 seems older than 10? Do you know what I mean?
I always think about how 13 seems older than 14 in my
head. Yeah, because it's monumental. But like 6 isn't monumental. 10 is monumental.
Yeah. It's,
is it though? Like, wait, is 10?
I remember, yeah, being 10 was like such a big deal because Timmy Turner was 10. It was like, he's 10.
Oh, really? Timmy Turner was 10?
Yeah.
See, I thought he was like 15. I thought 10 was a big number because it was 2 digits.
Yes, that was like,
and
the
that,
whole thing.
Like, that's the first time, like, you'll never be, like, 9 was the last single digit you'll ever be.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of scary, actually.
I remember being 5 and thinking that it was, like, a big deal. Aww. I remember my 5th birthday down here. Aww. And being like, I'm fucking 5.
With the babysitter?
No, we had, like, a shark. My mom had, like, a shark party.
Oh, you love sharks. That's your animal.
And I remember being like, wow. Well, I remember being, like, so excited for my 5th birthday. I had, like, it was, like, a party where, like, people brought presents. Remember when you would have a birthday party and everybody would bring you a present?
Like wrapped, like boxy presents.
Yeah, there'd be like,
you didn't have bags.
You'd invite like 20 people and they'd all wrap you a present.
So do you remember birthday parties where you'd get the same card? Like you would get so many of
the same cards, yeah.
Because it was like your 16th birthday.
Yeah.
And I would get all the same like orange
what did
card.
Did you get like personal gifts for your 16th birthday or like money?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
So if somebody, because I remember what I would get for everybody was an Alex and Ani bracelet.
Yeah, those very in.
Yeah, my mom would like buy them for everybody.
They're good though, because you can personalize them. And
yeah.
A lot of gift cards, stuff like that. But I'm turning 26 soon.
Oh, and I wanted to talk about Sweet 16s.
No, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm.
Because they were just so, how would you describe the aura or the era of Sweet 16s in like 3 words. Do it.
Well, at the time.
Yeah,
it
do
was
then
like,
and now.
It was like glamorous, partying, like fun. Like it was just like the best. It was like knowing that you had going into the week, knowing that you had a Sweet 16 at the end of the week.
It was like a holiday.
It was like a holiday.
Yeah.
And then especially one that like a lot of people were invited to, so that you would like walk around school and be like, you're going to their
school. It was an event.
Yeah, it was an event. And we had so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how fucking cool you thought you were when you were like a junior or senior and got invited to a Sweet 16 and you'd go and be like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like so how fun. Cool you would feel for like inviting somebody older to yours.
Yeah, because you knew them like you were in. It was invigorating.
And I remember like, there's so many cringy moments. Like, Morgan, I'm thinking about your Sweet 16. And, like, if you did now what, like, you did at your Sweet 16, like, we all gathered around you in a circle while you slow danced with your boyfriend at the time. Like, everybody was watching.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, at the time, it was, I don't know. The thing is, though, with the Sweet 16s, I like that. I don't mind that, like, attention.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was weird at all. I think now it's, like, weird.
Yeah, now it's weird.
Now it's weird. Now it's, like, how much of an egomaniac was I that I just, like, was so gluttonously in love with the fact I was being celebrated.
No, you were not an egomaniac. Everybody did it. Like, people like Anya, who are not ego people at all, like, were, like, walked in and, like, did an entrance. Like, everybody did, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't somebody we know, a guy, have a Sweet 16? Wasn't there a guy who had a Sweet 16 that we went to?
There was, like, the one in Morristown, the backyard thing.
Oh, yes, the masquerade ball.
Yeah, the masquerade ball. I remember I got kicked out of a Sweet 16 and to go to the car and get, like, shoes or something, I forget. And the guy, like, the bouncer wouldn't let me back in.
Why?
I don't know. he just like didn't let me back in. And I made up some sob story that I had to go back in. I was like, I am her best friend. I have to be there. She's going to wonder where I've gone.
Were you going to drink?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I was drunk for like any Sweet 16s or stuff.
I got rip-rung drunk at Anya's Sweet 16 and had to perform in a dance competition in Philadelphia that night.
That night?
That night.
Afterward?
Mm-hmm. I had to leave early and go straight to Philadelphia, get my costume, get my... I already had stage makeup on. Because you could wear stage makeup at Sweet 16s in New Jersey. Like, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is an easy transition. I got so drunk. Had to go straight to the competition. And at that time, I was dancing in a group with a lot of older girls.
And they knew.
They knew. But I was, like, the coolest, like, little sister ever. Like, I came in. I was like, guys, like, I drank. And they're like, oh, my God. They're like, you're... Oh, that's amazing. Like, they were, like, taking care of me. They were feeding me water. Like, And I wasn't, like, going to pass out or throw up.
Yeah.
But they just thought it was, like, so cool having to take care of someone that was, like, drinking when they were, like, younger.
Oh, my God. I remember stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I hate this era. This era that you're like talking about, because you were like so like real, like as like a person,
mm-hmm.
and you were just like everybody was like going through their stuff, and it was like, but some people were so far behind others, like it was like crazy.
Yeah, I feel like back then, like people weren't hurt yet, you know, so people were so raw. In a good way.
Yeah.
So once like people go through shit or get jaded or get hurt or hurt others, whatever may have you, you're more aware of what goes on around you.
I remember things happening and being like, they were so quick. Like they were just done. I remember Brielle kicked me out of Gabalino's like homecoming party and like being like mad about it like that night and then like, thinking about it ever again.
Right,
but, now, if, like, something really small happens to somebody, we, like, talk about it for weeks.
Yeah. Because I feel like people have become more nosy, though.
Yeah, people have become
more
nosy.
With social media
and stuff
like that. So, that's how you just put yourself into a spiral. Everyone does it. But back then, it was just like, I think also, though, when shit and drama like that happened, we had no choice but to get over it because we were gonna see them the next day.
Yeah, you had to like confront people.
It was almost almost healthy in a way. You just had to like rip the band-aid off or
get
over it.
Mm-hmm. Because you had to go film with them.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Yeah, you had to go back to school and film with them. Or like, do you remember like, because I remember in college, like if something bad was happening and I had to do schoolwork, I was like, there's no way I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like I can't focus. But in high school, it was just like, you just did it.
I was still like that in college. Luckily.
Oh, really?
Luckily. It was almost just like, it's good that I was still able to compartmentalize and like put all the bad shit kind of behind me or ignore people. I was okay with it.
Oh, I remember sophomore year of college. I just could not do any work. Like, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I was on, I mean, maybe people do, but I had prednisone psychosis in college. It was really, really bad. Like, I went nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I was, it was bad. And people can look up what prednisone psychosis is, but it's from prolonged use of prednisone for whatever condition. A lot of people get it because people will take it like recreationally to just feel good.
Really?
But yeah, but mine was for my medical condition.
Yeah.
And I was just, it causes like complete personality change, like impulse control behavior. Like you're just reckless and like wild, and it can have like prolonged effects like for a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I still have it.
So when you first mentioned that, say it again.
What, prednisone psychosis?
Prednisone psychosis. I didn't realize the word psychosis was in it.
Oh.
So when you mentioned it a while ago, I thought it was just like your bodily functions were just like whack or whatever. But I didn't realize it had to do with your
medicine.
Brain.
Yeah, and your
and like
brain.
Chemical imbalances and stuff.
Yeah, it's psychosis.
It.
It's
psychosis.
A legit psychosis.
I didn't
legit
put two and two
psychosis.
Together. Yeah. Jeez.
So like you are like diagnosed like psychosis. You're
really. Mm-hmm. So what You don't have to talk about this.
No, I can talk about it.
What made you go into the doctor and you're like, I'm acting this. You just went to the doctor and you're like, I'm acting this way.
I had like a few things in college that I was like not myself for. The way that I had behaved was like not normal.
You didn't recognize yourself.
No, but I in it thought that I was being fine. People would be like, I remember this. And I'd be like, what?
Right.
Like, I was having, like, blackouts for, like, large periods of time. Like, sometimes I remember one time I was, like, in class. And then, like, next thing I knew, I remember I was in the campus corner. It was, like, a place. And I was, like, drunk.
Campus corner has been mentioned on this podcast so often.
And I was, like, drunk. And I had, like, a Diet Coke bottle in one hand. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, kind of dirty, and I was like, it was very scary.
Yeah,
I remember being like, okay, I've been out all day and all night, and I don't really know where I've been. And I lent my car to somebody, and I don't remember doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I lent my Jeep to this guy who was older than me, and he drove it all the way to Penn State. And like, but I had agreed to it,
right?
And he like paid me.
So were these interactions happening when you were drunk?
Not all that. Well, being drunk definitely didn't help the prednisone psychosis, but I think what would happen was I would get on, because what prednisone makes you feel like when you're on it, mm-hmm. is like a little bit euphoric, like your joints all feel really good. Like, you know, like normal aches and pains that you have when you're walking around, mm-hmm. you don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't feel achy. You don't feel like your back is kind of hurting. Like, you just feel so good.
Do you think
you don't get headaches?
Do you think it actually makes the joints and stuff feel better? Or does it like trick your brain into like not like feeling those?
A combo of both. It temporarily reduces inflammation.
Okay.
Like,
which helps right off the bat.
Yeah, which helps right off the bat. And the medicine is also absorbed directly into your bloodstream.
Oh my God.
So, like, it's unlike other pills where it, like, has to travel through, like, your colon and then be absorbed and stuff, like, or in your stomach. It's, like, direct bloodstream.
Jeez.
So, my doctor used to describe it was what it does is it doesn't make things go away. Like, antibiotics will make, like, the bacteria go away, mm-hmm. like, stuff like that, or whatever infection there is go away. What this does is it takes the inflammatory cells in your body and puts them in mini cages in your body.
Wow.
So it's like they're compacted. So mm-hmm. it's still there. Mm-hmm. It's just held tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're let out of the cage once you're off the prednisone.
Which probably hurts a lot then.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, I don't know.
Well, some of it, like, it's in hopes that like while it's in the cage, it'll be trained to live just in the cage. Oh. Because your adrenal glands stop mm-hmm. working mm-hmm. when you're on prednisone for too long. And so your body is like, oh, we don't need the adrenals anymore because we already have this doing the work for it. So then when you're in that period of time between, like, when I gained all that weight, it was, like, in between being off of prednisone and, like, being off of it for, like, a year.
Okay.
Because your body, my adrenal glands just weren't working. It wasn't doing anything because it was, like, we're used to the prednisone doing it for us.
Oh, my God. Was it like withdrawal?
No, it's not withdrawal. It's like shock almost.
Shock. Jeez.
But it was like scary and you feel invincible. Like you're just like there's no consequences to your actions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The psychosis part.
Yeah. And that's like the psychosis part. Like, but normal prednisone is just like feeling good. You're a little uppity, like maybe a little bit more impulsive. Yeah. But when you get to the psychosis, you're just like, and you don't know that you're in it till you're out of it.
That's wild.
But you're just like no impulse. Like I remember thinking like so irrationally about some things. Like being like, okay, I have to be at class at 6 p.m. So, okay, sounds good. Like I'll go out to dinner at 5 and smoke a cigarette and take 4 shots and then I'll be in class by 6.
Oh my God.
But like legitimately thinking that I could do it and then being like, oh, whatever, I'm not going now. And then not going now. I was supposed to go home that night.
Aunt. Well, I'm happy you're out of it.
Mm-hmm. This episode's called Heroes, Babysitters, Puberty, Sweet 16s, and Prednisone Psychosis, I think.
Are we done?
No, we're not done.
I hate leaving the party and leaving the podcast. It makes me so sad when it's over.
Let's talk about leaving the party. I'm safe, up high, nothing can touch me. But why do I feel this party's over?
Aw, Pink.
Remember when everybody would tell you riding them a Pink?
Yeah, that was like a little phase I went through. There was one time where I was driving to a party in high school again. and I had just, quote unquote, discovered my voice.
Yeah, she just discovered her.
And it was the song Just Give Me a Reason by Pink and Matt Russ, right?
Mm-hmm. And Nate Russo.
Nate Russo, sorry.
Fun.
From Fun. And I parked in front of the house that the party was at. Anthony was already in the party, and I call him at the party just to sing him the song. Yeah. No, did I text you? And I was like, come out to my car. Let me show you something.
Yeah. You were like, wait, I got to show you something in the car.
I'm such a wacko.
And I was like, wait, what? And you were like, I can do it. I can sing. I discovered it. And you were like, just give me a reason, just a little bit.
Was it good?
Yeah, you were good.
Yeah, it was okay.
You were like, I just realized
that I can sing better in like a deeper tone.
Yeah, you're very good at the deep tone. Remember how I thought Chloe was going to be a good singer?
Yeah. She's decent. She remembers the lyrics really well.
Yeah.
I don't.
Chloe gets shy. Too shy, though.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah, she gets That's too shy. Chloe, I remember I wanted her to play Rizzo in Grease so badly.
I know. She would have been good. She was cha-cha.
She was cha-cha di Gregorio.
Cha-cha di Gregorio.
When I think about leaving the party, I think about the musical The Wild Party by Andrew Lipa. And there's this song called Life of the Party. Mm-hmm. And she is like, doesn't want to go home. And it's like a really sad song.
Yeah.
But it's like fun. It's like, don't you want to be?
Well, it's kind of like Rizzo's.
Yeah, there are worse things I could do.
Worst things I could do. It's like sexy and fun, but it's like sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, almost reminds me of an older version of Chandelier where it's like, you know, everybody's calling you up. Mm-hmm. And then it's like,
party girls don't get hurt, but they do.
But they do.
They do. They're the mushiest ones.
That's the mentality. Party girls don't get hurt.
I just get sad when the party's over because I love when everyone around me is happy and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I like incorporating myself into that, and I just like when people are happy around me.
Yeah.
And I like good vibes. I like
when people are happy too.
And so when it's over, I get so sad because I just want everyone to, like, be together still.
Yeah.
Or I also get, like, sad because I thrive off of being around people and being social. And yeah. I didn't realize that until I moved to Boston, I think,
mm-hmm.
where I really saw that side of my personality come out. And it was awesome. But I guess
when do you think you realized you saw that coming out? Like that side of yourself.
When I first moved to Boston.
Yeah.
My first year. And then it kind of went away for a little bit. And then in my second year when I worked at this advertising place and I made a lot of really great friends. And I'd never had such a cohesive group of girlfriends before. And it just was like really, it was just like really nice to have everyone kind of on the same page at one point. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what's sad about that is it doesn't always last. But I think it's important to like revel in those memories, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But I know that people get so high off of that.
Yeah.
But we can't get like too attached to those like types of group mentalities dynamics because it doesn't always last. But leaving the party, I just get sad because I don't think I like being alone either. Mm. So. But I used to like being alone, which is so weird. I flipped introvert turn extrovert.
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand now.
I like being alone. But
I think you've grown to like it.
But not all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm alone, like, I started, actually, I don't know. I think I get a high off of it. When I was alone in the hospital, I was loving it.
Yeah.
Like, but I think like it's just hanging out with my nurse.
I think it's because, though, Aunt, you had no choice but to be alone. So you had this mentality of, like, let me make the best of it. Maybe.
Yeah, you're probably right. The only thing was is I did not miss going out, like, for 4th of July. I've never liked going out for 4th of July.
Yeah.
I've always, from fucking, like, 7th, 8th grade, when people, like, started being like, what are you doing 4th of July?
Yeah.
High school, I hated it.
No, I think I did, too. And I just thought Memorial Day weekend was so much bigger.
Yes. But even Memorial Day weekend I used to hate.
Really?
Yeah, but now I like it.
Yeah.
But like 4th of July especially, I like can't stand. I remember the only 4th of July like in memory, like there was one in college that me and you had so much fun at.
It was like, I don't even like associate it with 4th of July. But if you remind me, I'll.
We did a run. We ran a mile. We ran in that
race. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
And we were drunk. Down and then we went out to like Caesars after and went to the clubs when we were like 19.
But I don't even associate that with 4th of July because we would do that on any given weekend. Yes. You know what I mean?
I just remember it was 4th of July because of that. But I remember what made it special. Yeah. But what made it special was that I remember a bunch of people were like doing things in groups. And it was like the first time in like a long time that we were like, we're not hanging out with anybody. Like, let's just go out. We went by ourselves the whole weekend.
Yeah. And it became a regular thing.
Yeah, it's always our best times, honestly. I know. Is when we're just like...
Just doing it.
We just go.
It's so funny how often we used to go to Atlantic City.
We need a group. I mean, we love a group, but I'm saying when we have no choice. Like, if we just go... Cause I'm thinking about all the times in college or, like, we just went out by ourselves.
Well, the thing with groups is it's good, but there are just so many dynamics that go into it that it's like you go into the weekend not knowing what's going to happen. Well, like, it's like there's so much anticipation.
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible to find a group where everyone's on the same page all the time and the same vibe, same wavelength. That's like slim to none.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's one of those things too where like I don't mind if it's happening at my territory. Yeah. Like if I'm having like a bunch of people over at my place, I'm like, everybody's safe. Like we're fine. But I remember last year, I love my friend Caroline so much. She was having her birthday, and I was already having anxiety about going because there was such a big group of people that I didn't know in Cape Cod that I actually stressed myself out so much that I think I pushed myself into a Crohn's flare-up, and then I couldn't go because I was like – and I think if that happens to me sometimes in a few situations. If I ever have an event that I'm going to that's like I have to travel somewhere with a large group of people – and when I say large, it's like 3 to 4 people.
Uh-huh.
I start to like panic.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think about the details. I think about downtime. I'm like, when am I going to have my alone time?
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think that way. The only time I really freaked out about that was sophomore year of college. And we were all going to PV, Puerto Vallarta. And I was just so anxious about it.
You were so nervous.
But I didn't hang out with anyone there. I was like just, it was not safe of me to do that.
Yeah.
But I truly, in another country.
Like literally Girls Gone Wild that weekend?
I was like Girls Gone Wild. I was DJ's best friend. I was MVP.
There were so many times.
Because I didn't hang out with anybody. So I didn't like mold myself into like this group or what are we doing? Like I literally in Mexico just like went off by myself. It was not safe. I was okay, thankfully, but.
You went off by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then the second time I got nervous was 2 years ago when a bunch of Boston people came down to the shore for my birthday. And I was texting you, freaking out about the driving.
Guys, Morgan was so, it was for her 23rd birthday. Yeah. And
24th.
Yeah, 24th. Yeah. And all these people were coming from Boston. She was so nervous and I was like what are you talking about?
Everyone to be safe. I was freaking
you're like
out.
I don't know, Anthony, everybody should be safe.
You're like, they're driving, they know how to drive, don't they? And I go, yeah, but there are other people.
You're like, other people in the car.
Every excuse I could come up with, it was just coming out of my
mouth. Like, yeah, but Aunt, what about other people in the car?
You don't like, what about them?
I was like, do people not drive?
I think I have the text somewhere. That might be on my phone. But he was just like, I don't understand why you're freaking out.
I did not get it. I was like, what is the issue? Well, the only issue that we have.
No, don't say it.
What? What?
No, don't say it.
What?
What are you going to say?
That we need people to subscribe.
Well, yeah, we do, but I don't want the episode to end yet.
Babe, we're at like 45 minutes. Usually our solo episodes are around 45 minutes.
Babe.
We're at time. These are our monologue episodes.
I'm sad.
It's okay to be sad. What's making you the most sad, you think?
I just love recording.
Yeah, I do too. I have the best time.
I just really love being behind the mic.
Yeah, I think being behind the mic is just, it's like...
It's like second to none.
Yeah. Okay, Morgan, where can people find you on Instagram?
Oh my God, wait, these texts are crazy. I texted these to you. The possibilities are endless, but the game comes about when you're thinking three steps ahead of the other person. There'd be no game without manipulation. There'd be no game without vulnerability or guessing or chance or risk. But it's as simple as there's no game without a loser. So who's it going to be? And then when you love someone, you don't want your lover to lose because that hurts. And then when you get sticky because you risk your heart to lose.
Did you write that?
I think. Oh, here. Okay, wait.
That was amazing work.
These are the car texts.
Oh, okay.
Anthony goes, okay, what the fuck? I've seen you worry about so much worse. Boats. Now people driving in cars. I go, maybe I'm just nervous about turning 24.
Oh, because we had gone to Nantucket that weekend.
Yeah.
Or that month.
Yeah. No, this was... Oh, yeah. You're right. You're 100% right. Maybe I'm just nervous about turning 24. I've never done this before. And you go, don't you think they've driven places before? Have they never driven? I go, no, they've driven. Just like not to the shore. You go, just not without you in the car. I go, like through New York and Connecticut. I don't know. It's stressful. Lots of traffic. I just want everything to go well logistically. He goes, why wouldn't anyone be safe? I go, okay, you act like I have these things. And you go, is there a safety hazard involved here? And I go, I just love everyone, okay? You go, is there a choking hazard? A hazardous poison? I go, like traffic and driving. He go, yeah, it's going to be fine, Morgan, okay? I promise. Imagine someone dies on your birthday. That'd be so annoying. That takeaway from the... wait. And then I go, like, you don't see anything tragic and you're psychic, right?
Yeah, then what I say.
And you go, Morgan, nothing tragic. What is this you're thinking? This is so random. You legit never worried about safety. I go, because people are coming in separate cars. And, like, I won't be in the other car, so there's no control.
You go,
what's the difference between separate cars and one car? So now people can't drive by themselves. I just don't get your logic. I go, other people on the road, Anthony.
Yeah, that's what you said. You go, other people on the road, Anthony.
You go, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said. The dumbest worry of all time. And I go, I can't wait to reread these in the morning. I'm so stoned. And you go, nervous about people driving in cars without you? How would you be all in the same car? And I go, like a bus. Like a bus would be a great idea.
Wait, how do you have these on tap?
Because I screenshotted them at some point.
It's hilarious.
And I thought they were so funny.
All right, guys, I am yawning. You can find me on Instagram at Anthony Lario, AntonyLario.
You can find me at Morg _ Lamotta. That's Morg _ Lamotta, LAMOTTA. And what Anthony was saying before.
Yeah, I was just going to say, subscribe.
Please.
Subscribe, please.
I know you guys, like, haven't done it. So just, like, do it.
Don't you like to bullshit with us?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, see? Don't you, like, just bullshit with us? Mm-mm, just subscribe.
Not going to happen.
The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.